Anthony Steen, a member of the University of Alabama family, Chance Warmack, both of these guys inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. We got a big announcement that we're going to share in just a couple of minutes, and we have a great internet audience out there, Tide99.1.com. Tide99.1.com is listen live, and we're going to continue to talk about college football. And then I'm going to throw a question to you, and I think this is part of the conversation. You know, as I'm a historian of the game of college football, I enjoy going back and talking to guys like yourself that have had a chance to wear that crimson jersey. Don't answer the question. We'll answer it on the other side. But when some folks go back to the offensive line that you guys were able to assemble and say, you know what, I think that was the best offensive line I've ever seen in the college game, what's your reaction? I'll let Chance Warmack and Anthony Steen tell you next inside the game in Tuscaloosa on the new Tide 99.1. Tide99.1.com, the home of Alabama sports.
Ryan Fowler.
Just when I think you've said.
Big member of the University of Alabama family, Cyrus Quanjo, is also here. Welcome,
hey.
Cyrus.
Hey, glad to be here.
Are you guys talk radio? Are you a talk radio guy? I mean, would you like to be after the playing days?
I'm working on my rap career. Nah, this is a joke. But
rap career?
I'm just joking. But yeah, why not? It's just. Yeah, cool.
Okay. No. Now, hold on just a minute. Hold on. Cyrus, he started off, and then he backed up away from the mic. You got to get close to the mic if you're going to be a talk radio guy.
Come on, man.
Well, I've been working on my rap. I'm trying to start a new genre. It's like an African rap thing.
Come on,
Richard. Okay.
I'm joking. No, I don't mind the microphone. I'm not a microphone shy, as you could tell. You know, happy-go-lucky type of guy in here, you know, get to spend time with you once in a while.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to spend some extended time. Chance Warmack's inside the game. Anthony Steen's inside the game. And I didn't expect you guys to all show up, but I'm glad you're here. And we got a little bit of announcement. I said a couple of minutes ago, you know, as I was thinking, I'm a historian. I enjoy the history of Alabama football because, you know, I go back and think about, okay, you know, the number 22. Well, yeah, Mark Ingram played, but Johnny Musso also played. There's other players. You know, you sort of go back, and I think that's probably what you guys also do is appreciate the Alabama history. And I was thinking about Chance Warmack, and don't turn red on me here. but I'm going to say something, and I don't take this the wrong way. But I was thinking about the big guards that have played your position, and I was thinking, okay, Chance Warmack, an Alabama legend, and you put you don't get now just bear with me here. Oh, the head Cyrus is going to aggravate him. Here comes the humor of the offensive line. I wish we could have a video inside this. Okay, you got Anthony Steen over here, Cyrus Quanjo, and Chance Warmack, but the guy by the name of John Hanna.
Right.
Comes to mind, and I know you understand that position because he had that same dominance that you played here at Alabama, and I think he played 13 years in the NFL, and I think 9 straight Pro Bowls. So you got a little bit to do there. But John also never walked out of here with a national title. So how many do you have?
I got 3 of them.
How many you got, Sire?
I got one less than you.
Cyrus Quanjo, Anthony Steen inside the game. We're having some fun and talking a lot about Alabama football and sort of breaking it down as you listen to the new Tide 99.1 in Tuscaloosa. I'm Ryan Fowler. All right, Chance, take the mic, my friend. You guys are trying to assemble something. I look to hopefully be a part of it on the marketing side and talk about it. Give us some details, and if it's just a preview or a little bit of a tease, then that's fine. Give us some more details of what's going to be happening.
Okay, everybody. Okay, Bama Nation. Basically, what we're trying to do is assembling all the offensive linemen of the 2012 National Championship team, the starting five, myself, Cyrus, Sting, DJ, and Barrett Jones. And we're trying to assemble everybody to do a signing at A-Day. Still looking for the location, but definitely in the makes of it happening. I'm going to let Steen break it down a little bit further for you guys.
Well, right now, we're thinking about the location around the Walk of Champions, and we might do 2 segments where we might have something set up to sign, for stuff to sign pictures or maybe a sign auction, a couple signed footballs or helmets for people to just walk up and bet on them. But right now, we don't have all the facts straight, and we're not really for sure, but I know that we're going to do it at one point, and I think we're going to meet up with BBE, and that might be one of our sponsors, and we might have a couple more here and there, but right now, we're all going to meet up there, and we're going to have individual pictures and group pictures for different prices for us to for anyone to sign, and just y'all just come on out and get whatever y'all want signed if y'all want. Just I'll hand it over to Cyrus Quandro right now.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it'd be a good idea because one day me and Steen were sitting in the locker room after a good workout and decided, hey, we should do a signing, you know, before we leave. And we thought, hey, it'd be a good idea if we get all the guys from 2 years ago's offensive line, because they're all eligible to sign autographs. So we decided, hey, let's do it. Let's do it on a day. You know, so because a lot of our fans would be in town by then. And, you know, I think it's good for the school. You know, I think it's good to see guys come back from the NFL or for wherever they've gone back to visit Alabama and back to interact with the with our fans, you know. And we thought it'd be a good idea. So we're definitely going to do it on A-Day. Like Sean said, we don't know exactly where we're going to do it, but it's definitely going down.
I don't think anybody's ever done this before either. I don't think you've you know, had the opportunity to get signed autographs from said to be one of the best offensive lines in history.
And listen, I'm not just saying this, but, you know, you guys just said the names a couple of minutes ago. As we walked down the list of players that were part of that offensive line, I mean, I'd like to add up the credentials. I may do that during the break and look at the recognition that you guys were able to receive. Certainly, what does it mean? I mean, when somebody looks at you guys and says you were part of the best offensive line to ever play the college game, sort of walk us through that. I mean, that's something that you have to be proud of as a team accomplishment, no doubt, and it took some great backs in the backfield as well.
I just think it all came with all of us getting along with each other, man. We spent a lot of time with each other. We know a lot about each other, the five of us. And it took development over time. It just didn't happen overnight. You know, we had great coaches to guide us the right way. A lot of our teammates helped us, you know, to reach that achievement and, you know, just becoming a team within a team. The five of us together, we accomplished a lot together.
Let's talk about the chemistry. Anthony, I'm going to start with you because I'm going to talk about the chemistry that it takes as an offensive line to sort of get together because there is individual play, but it also comes together. The chemistry, very important about the offensive line. Talk about that.
Well, what Chance was talking about, I agree with what he was saying, but the chemistry is where it really starts. For us, in 2011, 2012, I think our chemistry was, you know, at the point where it was just unbreakable. And I know for some of us out there, it would just do anything for each other on the field. And for me, I mean, I would have done anything for the guys out there, and I wouldn't have let them down in any way. I would have, you know, I would have died out there for them if I had to. I would have done whatever it took to win. You know, anytime I would have did something wrong or messed up, you know, you can see the disappointment in the brothers beside you, and you know, that's something you don't ever want to see.
How is that built? I mean, how do you guys? Because I wish people could watch during the break the obviously friendship that you guys. But how is that built, Cyrus? How is the chemistry of the offensive line built?
I think it was originally built like my last year with his offensive line. I was the youngest guy, you know. I was the guy picked on, and
I mean, who did the most picking?
Chance Womack. Chance Womack. I'm officially saying it for the first time. Chance was a
so
bully.
You're coming clean.
Yeah,
and Chance Womack was a bully.
Yeah, do not be deceived by his smile or whatever. It's all a facade. He's a big bully,
look,
especially
I'll,
for left tackles.
I remember. I think it was 2012. I remember Cyrus several times begging me to come play left guard instead of Chance because Chance was picking on so much.
Yeah, I mean, it all helped me also at the end of the day because, you know, I also had that feeling in my heart that, I mean, these guys, they've been through, they're battle tested, they've been through all these battles and all these games, and I mean, they have that chemistry, and you know, me, the new guy, I felt as if I had to earn my stripes a little bit, and I mean, that pushed me. And every time I mess up, you know, I understand how frustrating it was for all these other guys, and that also pushed me. But you know, I know it takes a lot of time and a lot of reps, you know, to know the guy next to you, his ins and outs, to be able to communicate with him without actually speaking to him, you know, to be able to for the whole old line just click. Like the LSU game, I remember, I'll never forget. Chance, he was 2 feet away from my face. The quarterback was 4 feet. I couldn't hear anything that came out of his mouth.
LSU game in New Orleans?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was in New York. No, that was the first one.
You're talking about the one in Death Valley, right?
Yeah. Death Valley.
Yeah.
I was a new guy there, and like, nice. It was crazy. Like, we got on the bus, we went, like, it's all started at the buses where we were just trying to get to, mind our own business, trying to get to the stadium. We got, you know, Gatorades throwing on our windows and people trying to push over our trucks. It was crazy. Yeah, and we got in the stadium and, like, it got so loud that I could not hear a single word that Chance. He's 2 feet away from me, and all I seen was lips move. And to be able to be such a, you know, old offensive line and such a molded and, in, you know, these games, we have to be able to communicate without speaking. And that's where it came out. And that's the mark of a good offensive line, you know. I mean, that's what I think.
Cyrus Kwonjo, Inside the Game. Chance Wormack is here. Anthony Steen's here. We're going to continue the conversation. You guys go stay around one more segment?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to cut you short. I mean, this is certainly something that maybe the big highlight of my career. I mean, I've interviewed Johnny Musso. I've interviewed John Hanna, Dwight Stevenson, one of the great offensive linemen, Hall of Fame guy. But I'm not sure if I've ever had this much beef inside. I mean, one room. I mean, I'm not a small guy myself, but I mean, I'm looking Chance, Cyrus, and Anthony. Making me look like a little tiny guy.
Well,
over here.
I'll say this. We'll stay here as long as you want, as long as you take us out to eat later. And you pay. Because I know Chance is hungry. He hadn't eaten all day, he said.
Well, maybe I'll loan you the Dreamland card. Okay, all right. So you guys made it part of the conversation, okay? Who could eat more?
Chance by
far. Yeah, I'll say Chance.
Oh, come on. We can't do it. We can't go there. Chance.
That's easy, bro.
Easy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I set you down at Dreamland, and I say, Chance Wormack, you can have as much as you would like. How many slabs of ribs?
You'd be broke.
You run out.
He'd be broke.
I mean, Chance, he's a different animal. He doesn't even chew his food. He like mushes them in between the top of his mouth and his tongue, and it goes down. Like, have you ever seen a crocodile eat?
That's the way Chance Wormack eats.
If he wants to,
Chance, don't be ashamed of it, my friend. Hey, listen, okay? I mean, everybody looks at me. I'm all of about 245 pounds, but I'm only 5'8". So, see, that's the problem. If I was taller like you guys, it'd sort of mismatch a little bit. But hey, be proud of it. I mean, I didn't get this big by, you know, eating salads every day. You skip the salad?
Well, not anymore. But eat good, feel good, play good.
So. You know, I would ask you what's the hardest coach at Alabama. You'd probably tell all of you guys probably say the nutrition coach over there. She's probably harder than all of them, right?
On Chance,
yeah.
On Chance,
maybe on Chance.
I like Ms. Ava. She takes care of me.
All right, we'll continue this conversation. We're going to talk more Bama football, and I got to find out. I got to see about this Wormacking thing that's going on. Cyrus Kwonjo, Chance Wormack, Anthony Steen, right now Inside the Game. Chance Wormack, I told you I'm going to give you a little bit of practice, and you started out first. And I said, well, maybe when the cleats are done, you might be a talk radio guy. Now, I know Cyrus sort of worked up in that second segment there. But one question, because, see, the thing about being a media guy is you get to ask your teammates tough questions. And they either bypass the question or they leave it sitting on the table. So as we look at Cyrus or Anthony, give them a tough question.
Cyrus.
Okay. I told you he's a bully.
All right, Joe, hold on a minute. Now let me sort of run through the FCC policy just to make sure that we're not. At least PG-13. At least PG-13.
Nah, I ain't going to do you like that.
Okay.
I ain't
going to do you. All right, so I'm ready for the question, though.
I don't even know, man. What's a good question, Cyrus?
What's been the toughest part of your college career, through the injuries or, you know, through playing with a different guard each year? What's been the toughest situation for you?
Actually, I have to say, I mean, of course, the injury. I came back 4 months after my injury because I was ahead of schedule, you know, recovering. And I mean, they used to tell me that I'll play a little bit different. I'll feel a little bit different playing. You know, I always ignore that. But it got into camp, and it got really tough for me. I felt as if the leg wasn't my own. I felt as if I was playing with somebody else's attached leg. That's how it feels after I had surgery and after I recuperated from it. But I think that was the toughest part. I mean, the games, I love the games. Practices, they're tough. So I'd say that is the injury. How about you, Chance Womack?
Toughest thing in college?
Toughest thing in college. We're college town.
Eating healthy?
Maintaining weight? No. probably just my last year, man. It was a lot of things going on. My junior year, you know, didn't really have a lot to think about. Nobody really knew who I was. I was just going out there playing. And then your senior year, you get a little buzz and people start talking about the draft, and you don't know, you know, oh, man, I can't give up any sacks now. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go down in the draft. So definitely my last year, just trying to keep a level head and finish strong.
All right, flip that question. Anthony Steen, right back to yourself. what was the most difficult thing as your college career? Because we talk about the highs. I mean, you guys got enough jewelry to open up a jewelry store inside this, I mean, in this studio. But what are the difficulties? What's the valleys of being a college athlete?
The toughest thing for me was probably the end of my junior year, knowing that half of the guys that I would step in front of a bullet for were going to leave to go to the NFL, and learning how to play without them in the 2013 season, making that kind of transaction, it was tough. And I'll always remember that year, and that was probably the toughest thing for me to overcome, learning how to play without those guys.